Now, Mr. G started off as a club DJ before getting bitten by the performance poetry bug. You might remember him from the Radio 4 series, Bespoken Word, or as the poet laureate, I think it was, on Russell Brand's infamous Radio 2 show, or indeed from a few appearances on Saturday Live. It's great to have him back. He's going to give us two poems on today's show. The first one is A Snowflake's Path.
If I could place all life's winter sorrows as far away from my tomorrows, to see a snowflake path that follows beyond the melting point of time, I construct a cave of childish wonder and place it safe from life's cruel thunder, for stormy weather has no place among the world of make-believe and rhyme. The fondest memories of yesteryear comfort me with their festive cheer. Suddenly their faces magically appear as my mind recounts their fate. Devilish grins and innocent glances, raiding the fridge and taking chances, being forced to dance with drunken aunties, and this Steve McQueen still hasn't managed to escape. I wish to relive those precious moments. Overseas phone calls sounding golden, cheating at Monopoly and getting told off, and even though the banker always smiles. There's much to be said of December's tonic. As we wind down the old year's promise, beyond the rush of midnight shoppers, we'll find a place where the stillness lies. For survival's grace is but for the few, and not all dreams will they come true. Tinsel towns have darker hues, and so our greatest gift is life. Thus, if I could replace all my winter sorrows, I'd float in the sun rays of tomorrow. For a snowflake's time is merely borrowed, its path is yet to be defined.
Thank you very much, Mr. G. I know you're going to perform another one later on in the programme.
Yep.
With that one, what just briefly, what was it about kind of Christmas, because you picked out some of the kind of excruciating moments of Christmas that we kind of relive every year.
I'm really not a Christmas guy. I'm always trying to just like get through it because I know it's going to sound so, but it's like I feel like with December, it's like you're tired. I'm tired. The year's wound me down. It's beaten me, and I'm just trying to get through to January. So that's how I feel, and so I love all the family get-togethers and the wrangling and the onesies, and you know, there's, you know, people you got to smile with, and you got to pretend you like the gift they're giving you. I'm gonna sound like such a Grinch, it's so bad. If we were doing this show later on, I'd be able to like. But I've just come from Onesieville, right? So, but that's how I wanted to capture the idea of like a snowflake just falling. That's like the end of the year and December. You just sort of, you know, just relieving everything and just, you know, revving up for something new.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're with you on that. Thank you. And more from you later.
Yeah.